Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Brooklyn Dodgers, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second, the third baseman, Pee Wee Reese. Batting third, the center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Carl Furillo. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Charlie Neal. Batting eighth, the catcher, Roy Campanella. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Sandy Koufax. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Sandy Koufax. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second, the left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third, the right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Jim Bolger. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting eighth, the catcher, Charlie Silvera. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. And now, play ball. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reese strikes out. 2 outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Snider hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hodges hits a line drive into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Walls hits a fly ball into left field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Adams trying to get to second. Furillo throws the ball into Gilliam, who relays the ball to Neal, who tags Adams for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Morin moves to second. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bolger hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Morin scores. Banks moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Long hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Snider. Long reaches second base with a double. Banks scores. Bolger goes all the way around to score. Long moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Campanella fires to third and picks off Long. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Carl Furillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cimoli hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Neil takes first base on ball 4. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Campanella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Neil moves to second. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Sandy Koufax. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Neil moves to third. Campanella moves to second. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Bessant now pitching. Bobby Morgan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ferrillo. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Charlie Silvera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Silvera takes first base on ball 4. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Drott strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Adams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bessant fields it and throws to second for the out. Morgan moves to third. 2 outs. Lee Walls batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Snider is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snider strikes out. 2 outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Carl Ferrillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ferrillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferrillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4 to nothing, Cubs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bolger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bolger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Kipp now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Long is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Long bunts in front of the plate. Campanella fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Morgan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6 to nothing, Cubs. Charlie Silvera batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Silvera is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Silvera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Drott is 0 for 1 in the game. Drott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Neal hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Campanella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campanella strikes out. 2 outs. Fred Kipp is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kipp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reese juggles the ball. That's an error on Reese. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morin strikes out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walls moves to second. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bolger is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bolger hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pee Wee Reese batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive towards first. Long catches it and steps on first to double up Reese. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Long strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Morgan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kipp fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Silvera is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Silvera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Silvera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reese fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bolger. Hodges reaches second base with a double. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Furillo hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-2 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hodges scores. It's 6-1, Cubs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Drott is 0-for-2 in the game. Drott strikes out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Furillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walls moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-1, Cubs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reese fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Campanella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campanella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Amoros pinch hits for Fred Kipp. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Amoros takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-3 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jackie Colum now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reese fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Silvera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Silvera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Silvera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snider hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Morgan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hodges hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Furillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Drott is 0-for-3 in the game. Drott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walls strikes out. 2 outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morin is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, 2 home runs, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cimoli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cimoli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Neal hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Campanella batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Campanella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campanella takes first base on ball 4. Cimoli moves to second. Joe Pignatano pinch runs for Roy Campanella. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Jackie Collum. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Cimoli moves to third. Pignatano moves to second. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0-for-4 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gilliam for the out. Cimoli scores. Pignatano moves to third. Vallow moves to second. Two outs. It's 9-2, Cubs. Pee Wee Reese batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reese is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Snider is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Snider hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Silvera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Brooklyn Dodgers, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.